Want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. Welcome to each one, and glad to have our visitors here with us this morning. And each one enjoyed the study of the book of Jonah. That was unique in its application there, I think, in the Old Testament. Another thing that really was interesting this morning was that all these suggestions for study. I think that it's a good thing when we have a wide variety of interest in the Word of God. And I'd like to spend time to study each one of those. There's one word in the first chapter, the book of Joshua, and if I'm not mistaken, it's in verse 8, that is not found anywhere else in the Bible, but it's an important word. So maybe we can look for that in our lesson next Sunday. I'd like to turn this morning for a devotional reading to Matthew chapter 16. This chapter is probably recognized immediately as one where Peter made his great confession, but I'd like to read just the part before that in reference to our study of the book of Jonah. My Bible uses the word Jonah here in the New Testament as well, or some of you may have something different. Start reading with verse 1. The Pharisees also and the Sadducees came tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, "When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonah, when he left them and departed. And his disciples were come to the other side. They had forgotten to take bread. And when Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread. Which, when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000? And how many baskets ye took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees." In this important part, Scripture, Jesus is talking about people that want signs and warning against looking for those spectacular things. And those are things that are grab attention. And he said, there shall no sign be given them but what the sign of the prophet Jonah. And what was that sign? If we will turn back now to chapter 12, just a few chapters back, and read verse 38. We can see just a little bit what he says there. There's more to it, but I'll just read verse 38 for the moment. I'll start reading at verse 38. And certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And he answered and said, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. You know, I think what Jesus is saying here, and it became clear after he was resurrected that he's speaking of his resurrection, and how that gives hope and how that gives credibility to everything that he said. You know, a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago actually, my mother-in-law's funeral was on Saturday, and there was a lot of sorrow and sadness, but under all of that, there was a great undercurrent that you could feel of a joy and expectation. And the reason that could be that way is because of what Jesus is teaching here. Because of his resurrection, we have hope of the resurrection as well. And we can look forward to seeing our loved ones. Precious in the sight of the Lord, the Bible says, is the death of his saints. And the reason that is because it's not the end. It's simply a new beginning for them, and we can hope to be reunited with that someday. And there's a tremendous pleasure an undercurrent of joy that goes with the thought of Jesus' resurrection and how it applies to us today, and is tremendous. So Jesus said, there shall no sign be given it but what? But of his resurrection. And this adds credibility to everything that he said. And it gives a tremendous hope, that hope that Peter talked of in the first chapter there, where he says that it's a living hope. And nobody knew better than Peter what a living hope was, because he, in this chapter 16 that we just read, the next part says that he knows who Christ is. He's the Son of God. And he made this great confession. And then not very long after that, he denied that he even knew the Lord. And so he had a hope at one time and lost it, and it became resurrected again in his life, and that's why he refers to it as a living hope, a lively hope. Well, this morning, the resurrected life is important for us today as well. And that's the biggest proof of Christianity that there is the hope of the resurrection and living our life and his love and his goodness there. And look back again at Matthew 12 and read on what it says here about Jonah's preaching. Verse 41, the men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. You know, I'm impressed with these two accounts that Jesus pulls out of the Old Testament, both very significant. Jonah was a prophet that was unparalleled in success, and having the people actually do repent and turn to God like they did, down to the animals, down to the king commanding, king coming off of his throne, laying aside his robe, putting on sackcloth, sitting in ashes, and commanding that the animals fast as well. Nothing like that has ever happened that we read of in the Old Testament to that extent and that collectively they turned to God. Well, Jesus is saying that a greater than Jonah is here. And I wonder how that felt to them to say that. And then this morning, we have a greater than Jonah even here in our hands, you know, with the Word of God that has endured the test of time. And here we read it, and we have that here with us here today. And then the Queen of the South, we read the story of how the Queen of Sheba came to Solomon and how that she heard of his wisdom and how she went to his house and he showed her all these things. And I don't know what all they talked about. It doesn't say. Legend has it that they were even able to make artificial flowers and beautiful, and they couldn't tell the difference from the real ones to the artificial, and until someone allowed some bees to come in and go into the real ones. Anyhow, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's legend. But anyhow, the Bible says that her heart fainted within her when she saw the spreading of his table, how much it took to feed the house of Solomon, how many people sat at his table, his riches, his wealth. He sent a lot with her, and yet Jesus is saying right here that a greater than Solomon is here. And I think it's tremendous that we have those words recorded here for us and in the book, the Bible, that is even greater than those prophets and people of old. And the reason it is because it takes care of the issues of life today and prepares us for eternity as we repent and turn to the Word of God to guide our life in every aspect. So, Jonah's message was to turn people to God. Jesus' message was to turn people to God. Our message is to turn people to God. And if we do that, we will not only save ourselves, but also give the possibility to those that hear as well. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.